O Master of the Vaishnavas, all glory to you. Please give the conditioned souls the gift of bhakti. Please accept them as your own devotees. This is from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed the association of his devotees in Navadvip. In home after home, he held kirtans, and he enjoyed his pastimes with Nityananda Prabhu, Gadardhar, and the other devotees. And the devotees became filled with spiritual bliss given them by the Lord. They saw all the worlds were filled with Krishna's presence. They were always wrapped in the ecstasy of love for Krishna. Sankirtan, chanting Krishna's holy names, was their only activity. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in external consciousness, he would devotedly serve the Vaishnavas. Especially, he served Sri Advaita Acharya. At this, Advaita Acharya, in his heart, was very unhappy. He thought, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, yet he serves me. He is like a thief. I am meant to be serving him, and he has stolen away my chance to serve him, and he serves me. Renouncing his position as the Supreme Master, he holds onto my feet, and I have no power against him. He forcibly takes the dust of my feet. How can I change the situation? And after some time, Sri Advaita Acharya came up with a plan. I will gather hundreds and hundreds of disciples. And the Lord descended in this world to teach bhakti, to teach devotional service. But I will teach my disciples, my students, that devotional service has less importance. I will teach that gyan in personalism is supremely important. And when the Lord learns about this, he will forget himself with anger, and he will grab me by my hair, and he will punish me. Thinking in this way, Advaita became very happy. And accompanied by Haridas Thakur, Advaita journeyed to his home in Shantipur. There, he began lecturing on a book called Yoga Vashishta, and he began teaching Gyan, impersonalism. Advaita Acharya would say, without first accepting the philosophy of impersonalism, devotion to Lord Vishnu, it has no power. Impersonalism, Gyan, is the life of all spiritual activities. Don't become convinced of these points, please. It is gyan that has all spiritual power. And not understanding the importance of gyan, people have left the wealth that they have at home and they go to the forest looking for wealth. Devotion to Lord Vishnu, to Krishna, is like a mirror. But gyan is like the eyes. Without eyes, how can one even look in the mirror? I, Advaita Acharya said, have studied all the scriptures, all the shastras, from beginning to end. And in this way, I have understood gyan alone is the true teaching of all the scriptures. Sri Haridas Thakur understood Advaita Acharya's purpose. And hearing these explanations, Haridas loudly laughed.
See, like that, but loudly.
One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who at this time, Jai Jai Sri Gauranitai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sisi Krishna Balarama Ki Jai, Sisi Radhe Sham Lalita Vishakadevi Ki Jai. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at this time he was actually known as Nimai Pandit, but I will call him Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was happily walking around the town accompanied by Nitai, and together they appeared like they were two moons. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Lord Nityananda, "Let us visit Advaitacharya's home in Shantipur." Happy and playful, the two lords walked on the path to Advaitacharya's home. And halfway on that path to Shantipur, near the Ganga, they came to a village known as Lalitapur. In this village lived a sannyasi, but he was also a householder. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Lord Nityananda, "Who lives in this house?" And Nityananda Prabhu replied, "This is a sannyasi's home." And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "If we are fortunate, we may see him." Smiling and laughing, the two lords went to the sannyasi's house. And as soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the sannyasi, he offered his obeisances. And the sannyasi, looking at the two forms of the lords, their blossoming faces and their graceful limbs, Chaitanya and Nitai, the sannyasi happily blessed them again and again. "May you have wealth. May you have fame. May you have a good marriage. And may you have great learning." After hearing these words, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "A true sannyasi does not give a blessing like that. A true sannyasi will say, 'May you attain Krishna's mercy.' Devotion to Vishnu, to Krishna, that alone is the true blessing, because that is eternal, and that can never be lost. And that blessing a true sannyasi will give, and the blessings that you gave, they were incorrect." The sannyasi laughed to himself, and he said, "Today I have experienced that which I had only previously heard of. In this age of Kali, a person who speaks sweet words will find himself beaten with sticks. This Brahmin's son acts like this. I cheerfully bless him that he will become wealthy. What fault have I committed? Oh, Brahmin boy, why do you criticize my blessing? You may be a devotee of Lord Vishnu, but how can you maintain your body without money? Tell me that." And hearing the sannyasi's words, Lord Chaitanya laughed, and he lifted his graceful hand. He placed it to his forehead and he said, "Nothing. But by these actions, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught everyone to desire nothing but devotional service." But then he began to reply, "Please listen. O sannyasi, O Goswami, it is because of his past karma that a living entity eats food and he encounters various situations. If the purpose of life is to enjoy wealth and family, then please tell me, why are one's wealth and family always taken away at the time of death? Why do diseases torture our bodies? No one desires diseases. Please listen. This is all one's karma. The people desire material wealth, and the Vedas teach in such a way
that they will become purified and they will attain devotional service to the Lord. And that is the secret purpose of the Vedic instructions that encourage people to perform sacrifices and get blessings to attain wealth. Hearing Lord Chaitanya's words, the sannyasi laughed and he thought, I think this young Brahmin boy taught a pagal. Some mantra must be the reason for his craziness. Perhaps the sannyasi Nittai with him has given him these ideas and bewildered him. The sannyasi then said, I have traveled all over to places of pilgrimage. I have traveled to Ayodhya, to Mathura, to Kasi, Badrikashram. I have traveled to Guruvaya, to Gaya, Vijayanagara, to Simla. And now you are telling me that I don't know right from wrong? You are a boy still drinking his mother's milk. And now you must give me instructions? Nityananda Prabhu began to laugh. And he said, oh, listen, sannyasi. There is no use arguing with a child. I know how glorious you are. Please glance at us and please forgive us for everything. And hearing himself praised, the sannyasi became very... Yes, he became very happy. And he cheerfully invited his guests to a meal. Lord Nityananda said, because he didn't want to actually take anything from his house, but he said, we have urgent business and we must hurry onward. Please give us something to take with us, and after bathing we will stop on the path and we will eat. But the sannyasi insisted that they bathe by his house in the Ganga, that they eat something, they rest, and then travel onward. And as the two lords had descended to save the sinful souls, they agreed. And after bathing, they sat down to eat some fruit. They offered some milk, mangoes, and other fruits to Lord Krishna. And then, as the sannyasi looked on, they ate the remnants. The sannyasi was a tantric, and he was accustomed to drinking madhu, wine. Again and again, he gestured to Lord Nityananda and he said, O Sripad, shall I bring some ananda? Would you like some bliss to drink? Where will I find guests as wonderful as you? Please, would you like some ananda? And Nittai, having traveled throughout the world, he understood the meaning behind the sannyasi's request. In his heart, he thought, by ananda, by bliss, this sannyasi means wine. The sannyasi drinks wine. Again and again, the sannyasi said, oh, would you like some ananda? Is that all right that I bring you some? And Lord Nityananda replied, I think it's time for us to leave now. And gazing at these two lords that were as handsome as Kamadev, the sannyasi's wife chastised him and said, why are you interrupting our guest's meal? But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he looked at Nittai and he said, what is the ananda that he keeps offering us? And Lord Nityananda replied, by ananda, he means wine. Vishnu, Vishnu! And Lord Chaitanya immediately called out the names of the Lord. He then rinsed his mouth and ran from the house with Nityananda. And both lords ran to the Ganga. And fully dressed, they jumped in.
In this way, the two lords, Chaitanya Nittai, were merciful to even a debauchee who was a wine drinker. This sannyasi drank wine and enjoyed the company of women, and still Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited at his home. He spoke with him, he taught him, and he rested, and he accepted some food that he had offered, some fruit that he had offered. In this birth, the sannyasi, he did not become saintly. For all his faults, in his another birth, the next birth, he will. And Mahaprabhu showed him mercy because the sannyasi, for all his faults, he did not criticize devotees. All but blasphemers, criticizers of devotees, become saintly at heart by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus the two lords joyfully swam in the Ganga's waves. Again and again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roared, "I am he! I am he!" And Nara, a Dvaita Charja, he broke my sleep and he brought me here. Now he hides the truth of devotional service and he preaches impersonalism. Today, I will punish him. Today, everyone will see what happens to impersonalists. Roaring again and again in this way, Lord Chaitanya swam in the Ganga's currents, remaining silent all this time. Nittai smiled within his heart. Thus Chaitanya and Nittai swam and swam until they came to Advaita Charja's home in Shantipur.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Because of his devotional service, and he understood what was about to happen. He thought, my actions will now bear their fruit. The Lord is coming here with great anger. He thus began to preach impersonalism still more strongly than before. Who has the power to understand the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? But soon, accompanied by Nityananda Prabhu, his face filled with anger, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Shantipur at the house of Advaita Charja. And when the Lord entered his home, he saw Advaita Charja happily sitting on an asana, swaying to and fro and preaching jnan. Seeing Lord Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur and Advaita Charja's son, Achyutananda, offered dandavat obeisances, Sitarani, Advaita Charja's wife, silently offered obeisances. But seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's angry form that was brilliantly effulgent, Sitarani, Thakurani, became worried. Gazing at the Lord, everyone felt fear take birth in their hearts. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's face filled with anger, and he said, Oh Nara, Advaita Charja, look at impersonalism and look at devotional service. Of the two, which is better? Advaita Charja replied, Jnana is always better. Unless one is practicing Jnana, how can one hope to get devotional service? And hearing Advaita Charja say, Jnana, impersonalism is better, See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became enraged. He forgot the external world. He dragged the Dvaita Charger from the asana. And Lord Chaitanya raised his fist and struck him. And understanding everything, Advaita's devoted wife, who is the mother of the worlds, became agitated. And she called out, "Stop, stop! He is an old Brahmin! He's an old Brahmin! Spare him! You will kill him! By punishing him, who do you teach? What more can you do to this old Brahmana? Please leave him in peace. Please spare his life." Sita Takarani ki jai. And hearing the saintly woman's words, Lord Nityananda smiled. But Haridas Thakur was frightened. And he closed his eyes and he meditated on Krishna. Angry Lord Chaitanya did not hear Sitarani's words. Angrily, he loudly chastised Advaita Charja. "I was sleeping on the ocean of milk. Then you, Nara, you woke me up. You prayed for me to come here. You prayed for me to come here to fulfill your mission. You brought me here to teach devotional service. And now you are hiding devotional service and teaching jnana impersonalism? If you wanted to hide devotional service, if that was what was in your heart, then why did you bring me here to teach it? I did not go against your desire, and why are you now cheating me?" After thus rebuking Advaita Charja, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down by the door. Then he began speaking in a loud voice, revealing the truth about himself. "It was I," he said, "who killed Kamsa. Nara, Advaita, you know everything. Brahma, Shiva, Shesha, and Lakshmi Devi. They all serve me. My chakra killed the jackal, the false Vasudev. My chakra burned Banaris. My arrow killed Ravan. My chakra cut Banasura's many arms. My chakra killed Narakasura. It was I who held Giridhar's Govardhan with my left hand. It was I who brought the Parijata flower from Swagaloka. I cheated Bali and thus gave him my mercy. I killed Hiranyakashipu and rescued Prahlad." And hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveal his own glories, Advaita Charja floated in an ocean of ecstatic love, and attaining the punishment that he so dearly desired, Advaita Charja became filled with bliss. Because Advaita Charja, he did not want the Lord to serve him. And the Lord was always serving him. And the Lord was always showing him respect. Rather, he wanted to be treated as the Lord's servant. And he wanted the happiness that being chastised shows is as an element of affection. Because when someone doesn't care about another, they ignore the situation. "Okay, you're doing something bad. I don't care. It's your life." But when one has some affection and cares for another, based on that affection, on that priti, he will chastise that person based on priti, on affection. And that is the rule. We don't chastise unless we are experiencing affection for that person. And then the chastisement will be taken properly. So Advaita Charja felt so much happiness that Lord Chaitanya cared for him in that way and was treating him like a servant. And he felt ecstasy. And he replied, "So feeling humble and submissive before his Lord, Advaita Charja got up and he clapped his hands and he began to dance. And he said, "So I have offended, so I have been punished. The Lord was good to me. I only got a small punishment. And now, my Lord, I know you are my master. You have punished me for my misdeeds. Lord, now in my heart, you have given me the strength to be your servant." And speaking these words, Advaita Charja joyfully danced throughout the courtyard of his house. And knitting his eyebrows, he placed the following words before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. "Where has your flattery of me now gone? Where has your cheating gone? I am not Bhrigu Muni, the dust of whose feet you happily keep on your chest as the Srivatsa mark. My name is Advaita, and I am your servant. Birth after birth, I yearn to taste the remnants of what you have eaten, and the power of that tasting has made me free of Maya. You have now punished me, and now I beg you to give me the shade of your lotus feet." After speaking these words, Advaita Charja humbly and devotedly fell to the ground, and he placed on his head Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respectfully picked him up, and he embraced Advaita Charja, who was weeping without any restraint. And seeing Advaita's devotion, Nityananda also wept. It was as if a river of tears was flowing from the eyes of Nityananda Prabhu. And falling to the ground, Haridas Thakur also wept. And Advaita Charja's wife also wept. And Advaita Charja's servants, they also wept. And Advaita Charja's son, Achyutananda, his eyes filled with tears as he wept. And Advaita Charja's whole house was filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he felt great embarrassment that he had angrily struck Advaita Charja. And thus to Advaita Charja, he happily offered a blessing. "If anyone, for even half a sesame seed worth of time, the smallest amount of time, takes shelter of you, even if he is an insect, a worm, a beast, or a bird, or even if he has offended me 100 times, I will give that person my mercy." Hearing this blessing, the great soul Advaita Charja, he wept even more, and he grasped the Lord's feet, and he humbly said, "O Lord, whatever words come from your mouth, they cannot prove false, but please hear the vow that I will now make. If anyone has devotion for me, but does not honor you, I will destroy his devotion for me. Anyone who does not worship your feet or give honor to you is not my devotee. Lord, anyone who worships you is my very life, and I cannot stay in the company of anyone who offends you. I will not even look at anyone who offends you, even if such a person is my own son or my own servant. If a person rejects you and worships 10 million demigods instead, the demigods, using some pretext, excuse, will destroy him. It is not I who says this, but this is the teaching of the Vedas, and you are the root of the Vedas. I do not accept worship from anyone who does not worship you." And hearing Advaita Charja's words,
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he roared, "Everyone, please hear the truth I will now say. Anyone who neglects my servants and then worships me is very lowly and degraded. Such a person's worship cuts me into pieces. His worship is like fire burning my body. My holy name, which is a kalpa briksha tree, destroys anyone who blasphemes my servants. The living entities who live in the numberless universes are all my servants. Therefore, any living entity who harms other living entities, they will perish." Advaitacharya, "You are more dear to me than my own body, and anyone who offends you will not be able to bear the fate that awaits him." Raising his arms in the air, fair Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared to the entire world, "Renounce criticism of others. Everyone, please chant Krishna's names. I will personally deliver anyone who does not criticize others and even once chants the name of Krishna." That is the truth. That is the truth. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke these words, the devotees all responded by saying, "Jai, Jai, Arimo!" But sometimes they felt bad of their own criticism, tendencies to criticize others, and were very embarrassed. I remember one time in Kartik, when all the devotees, we used to take vratas. Some devotees would give up sweets. Some devotees would walk around Vrindavan. Some devotees would chant this and chant that. And one devotee said to me, "Why don't you try to take an interesting vrata this time? Why not try to vow to not criticize devotees during the month of Kartik?" I said, "Oh, that sounds very interesting." And I took the vrata, and I think I lasted 1 hour at most. Very embarrassing. So I think that's why all the devotees may be feeling like I feel. Didn't respond with great enthusiastic jai, jai, jai. But it's better to be humble and embarrassed at these times, I think. And then Advaitacharya, he grabbed hold of the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he wept. And embracing Advaitacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wept too. And glancing for a moment at Advaitacharya, Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, "I was mischievous a little bit when I chastised you so strongly. I acted like a child." And Advaitacharya replied, "Nothing about you is material." And Lord Chaitanya then said to Nittai, "Please listen, O noble-hearted Nityananda. If I was a little mischievous, please forgive me." Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was apologizing for something he felt he did wrong. And looking at each other, Nityananda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaitacharya, and Haridas Thakur all began to laugh. Then addressing her as mother, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Sitarani, Advaita's saintly and devoted wife. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, Mata, please go quickly and cook. Offer the meal to Lord Krishna and I will eat the remnants." And then accompanied by Nityananda, Haridas, Advaita, and the others, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to bathe in the Ganga. And after bathing, the Lord and the devotees returned to Advaitacharya's home. And as Lord Chaitanya was offering
dandavat obeisances before the deity of Lord Krishna, as Mahaprabhu was bowing down and offering dandavat obeisances to Krishna, then Advaitacharya fell down and placed his head at the soles of Lord Chaitanya's feet. And then Haridas Thakur fell down and placed his head on the soles of Advaitacharya's feet. And seeing these wonderful pastimes, Nityananda Prabhu smiled. Accompanied by Nityananda and holding Advaita's hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily entered the dining room. The three lords, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Advaitacharya, sat together in the dining room, and Haridas sat down in the dining room's entrance as he was qualified to see these pastimes. Chanting Hari Hari, Advaitacharya's saintly wife, whose appearance day it is today, who is the queen of yogis, served the meal to the three lords, who eagerly ate splendid rice, ghee, milk, and sweet rice that she had cooked. Glancing at Advaita, Nityananda smiled, and when everyone was full, a little more food remained, and Nityananda Prabhu became like a naughty boy, and he threw rice here and there in the house. And Lord Chaitanya called out, "Hey, hey!" And Haridas Thakur smiled. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "I bow down before the feet of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O devotees, I beg you to please forgive my offenses." For some days, Lord Chaitanya stayed in Advaitacharya's home. Then the three lords returned to Navadvip. And hearing, "The Lord has come," the Vaishnavas joyfully ran to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had been away for 3 days, and their heart was breaking due to missing him so much. They were joyful as they saw his face, and they gazed at his moon-like face, and the devotees felt their sufferings falling away. And grasping the Lord's feet, the devotees wept. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the life of all the devotees, and he lovingly embraced them all. The Lord's personal associates are like the Lord's incarnations. They are all very kind. They are all generous. They are the best of devotees. They all bowed down before Lord Advaita, whose devotional activities made Lord Chaitanya descend to this world. The Vaishnavas, all wild with bliss, accompanied by the Lord, made a great tumult as they chanted Lord Krishna's holy names. And seeing her son, Mother Sachi was overcome with bliss, and accompanied by her daughter-in-law, she offered prayers of thanks to Lord Krishna that he had returned. Only thousand-faced Lord Anantashesha has the power to describe these pastimes. He, in the form of Nityananda Prabhu, is my life, birth after birth. Anyone who hears these pastimes that Lord Chaitanya enjoyed at Advaitacharya's home will one day attain the Lord. And one day he will even meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Everyone chant the names of Krishna.
Hare Rama.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Sri Advaita Charja Prabhu ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Everyone chant.